Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome you in to today's edition of 15 Minutes of Fame. I'm sorry we had a little bit of technical difficulties to start today's show. Off to a great start, Covfefe, all over this show today. If you don't know that, just get on the internet, get on Twitter, you'll figure it out. What a game last night, man. What a game for one Erik Skoglund last night. You know, and I said this, my job, quote unquote, is to put a little happy light on a bad situation and all the while being a little bit down to earth about it. And yesterday I said, Skoglund versus Verlander, yeah, we know how that's going to go. That was basically the sentiment throughout yesterday's show. Nobody knew this Skoglund. Nobody knew Erik Skoglund going into the game last night. And I think a lot of people just said, okay, you know, just another Royals game. No, this kid lit it up last night against the Tigers. 6 1/3, 2 hits, 5 strikeouts, only allowed 3 batters on base all night. This is a lineup that features great hitters. Miguel Cabrera, Victor Martinez, J.D. Martinez. Just over and over and over again. This wasn't a Rays lineup. This wasn't a mediocre lineup. No offense, well, offense to the Rays. This wasn't a middle-of-the-pack offense. These are all-star guys. Miguel Cabrera was a triple crowner. This wasn't an everyday lineup. This is a star. This is the best lineup in the division, obviously. Clearly the best lineup in the division. I honestly think 1-9, this is the best lineup in the division. And Erik Skoglund just dominated them last night. 6 1/3, 2 hits, 5 strikeouts. He matches Randy Johnson and Greg Maddux for over 5 innings and only allowing 2 runs or less in their MLB debut. Skoglund with the no earned runs. Randy Johnson allowed 2 in his first outing in against the Pittsburgh Pirates, and Greg Maddux in his first start allowed 2 earned runs. In 6 innings, that was in a loss. Johnson and Skoglund, the only ones to get them in a win. So pretty good company right there for Erik Skoglund. But again, he just dominated. And after he was pulled in the 7th inning, the wave to the crowd and the hat tip, and the kid was just living a dream last night. Just absolutely living a dream. And if he continues to do what he did last night, and he was throwing fire last night, if he continues to do that, man, he has a lot of potential ahead of him. He has a very, very nice career ahead of him. But congratulations, Erik Skoglund, his first game, his first win as a Kansas City Royal, first major league win overall. 90 pitches in the game. So maybe could have gone a little bit longer, did get in just a littlest bit of trouble in that 6th inning. You knew Ned was going to pull him in the inning at least. And you know Ned's MO. You know he waits for a guy to get into trouble. And that was the most trouble that we saw Skoglund get in virtually the entire game. When you only allow 3 guys on base, you're not going to face a whole lot of quote-unquote trouble. And when he finally did, he got out of there, and the bullpen held it together. Peter Moreland, two-thirds an inning, struck out both of the batters that he faced. Mike Minor comes in for an inning, gives up one hit, and then Kelvin Herrera closes it up in the ninth. He strikes out two of the three batters that he faces. And then his pitching staff just looked excellent last night. The offense was good enough. Eric Hosmer with a single proved to be the game-winning run in a 1-0 game. The Royals get their 22nd win of the season, 22-29 now after the 1-0 victory over the Detroit Tigers last night. Verlander falls to 4-4 on the opposing side. Seven innings, allowed six hits, and struck out five. Only that one earned run in the game. And the offense just could not pick him up. Verlander had a very good start. He had a good start, just couldn't get the run support to help him out. He falls to 4-4 on the season. That's really been kind of the thing for Verlander. Other than one rough start, Verlander has had good outings, just can't get the offense to back him up. That sounds pretty familiar to Royals fans. All right, elsewhere in Major League Baseball yesterday, we talked about the fight going on with the Washington Nationals, one Bryce Harper, and then the Giants pitcher Hunter Strickland. That baseball fight, and that was a fight. And we talked about that yesterday. We so often see baseball stand-arounds. I call them stand-arounds because that's all they do. A bunch of people run into the infield and just stand there and look at each other. This one was a fight. Well, suspensions were handed down yesterday for both Harper and Strickland. Strickland with a 6-game suspension, while Bryce Harper only gets 4. Both of those, of course, will appeal. Their suspensions may get them reduced just a little bit. Wouldn't be surprised to see these suspension reduce a little bit. I still think each of them at least get 2, maybe even 3. This thing was so... The ridiculous nature of it, Strickland holding a grudge for, 4 years after Harper homered off of him. If you don't know that situation, a few years ago, and this I believe this dates back clear to 2014 maybe, Hunter Strickland, after Harper hit a big-time home run off of him in the playoffs, not very happy with him, sounded off in the locker room. I don't know why the hell it took 3 years, but it took 3 years for him to get his payback. And clearly a premeditated thing. Harper knew what was coming. He knew that he was going to get a pitch inside. Still, the helmet throw was the best thing I've ever seen. Just absolutely missed him by a mile. That was still the best thing that I have ever seen in a Major League Baseball game. That, and some are saying, oh, he wasn't trying to throw at him. Some were saying he was trying to discard his helmet. No, he was trying to throw. He just missed by a mile with that helmet. And just, wow. But again, Bryce Harper with a 6-game suspension and Hunter Strickland with a 6-game suspension, Bryce Harper getting 4. That basically evens out. That's Hunter Strickland, a reliever, doesn't get everyday action. So really it would pretty much balance out the suspensions, pretty much getting the same amount of time off. All right, enough about baseball because we have some big-time sports to talk about, and that big-time sport is Game 2 of the Stanley Cup playoffs. And I love me some hockey. ESPN, I got a bone to pick with ESPN. I'm searching around today, looking for stats, looking for random things. I get to ESPN.com, nothing. not a thing. You look at the front page of ESPN.com, nothing on the NHL. Absolutely nothing. They have the Harper suspension. They have soccer. They have, oh my God, can we stop talking about Lonzo Ball? I just blah, 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 blah. Nothing about game two. Their top events today are tennis. Can we stop it? Can we just give the NHL a little bit of credit? I don't get this. Game two of the Stanley Cup final. And nothing on the ESPN front page about the NHL today. I'm at the bottom of the page seeing absolutely squat about the NHL. Can we give the National Hockey League something? Can we throw them a bone at least? This playoffs have been very good. These playoffs have been excellent. This Stanley Cup final is going to be very good. The Penguins getting the victory in that first game, a 5-3 victory in the first game. Don't let that score fool you. It was much tighter than that. Pittsburgh added on a late goal to make it a two-goal difference. But really, this was a tight game all throughout in game one. Game two tonight in Pittsburgh tonight. Steel City hosting Nashville and Pittsburgh tonight. That is 7 o'clock start. NBC Sports Network is where you will find the Predators and Penguins tonight. This game is going to be good. Both of the offense are scoring in bunches, both over right around 3 goals per game. That's nice. That's very good scoring, while only allowing right around 2.5. Going to be close. This one is going to be very, very close. You're going to see some good hockey. That's all there is to it. You're going to see hard, competitive hockey tonight. That is what you're going to see in this matchup. It may not be pretty. You may not get a whole lot of beautiful skating, but man, you're going to see some hard hits. You're going to see some fights, and you're going to see guys that go the full 60 minutes. That's all there is to it. You're going to see guys that are just pure athletes. And I look for Nashville to get back in this thing tonight. I think they can steal one in Pittsburgh. If they do that, it's going to be big time for Nashville. If they can steal one in Pittsburgh and then come back and play game three and four at home in front of that rabid crowd. And, for people that don't know Nashville hockey, you'd think Nashville hockey, that doesn't add up. Nashville is country music and cowboy boots. These Nashville fans bring it, and bring it every night. Nashville will be crazy on Saturday, but first things first, tonight, again, 7 o'clock, Nashville and Pittsburgh game two, of the Stanley Cup Finals. The Penguins are right now leading that series 1-0. Looking forward to this game tonight. Should be a good one between the Pens and the Preds. Real quick, before we close off today's show, the Kansas City Royals matchup against the Detroit Tigers tonight after getting a big-time victory last night for the Royals. Ian Kennedy hopes to get back into shape and hopes to continue the role that the Rook put up last night. He matches up against Matthew Boyd. Kennedy right now 0-4 with a 4.43 ERA, 36 strikeouts on the year for Kennedy. He hopes to just continue to turn around. You saw glimpses of that in the last outing. Gave up 3 hits in that last outing, but 4 runs, a couple of those unearned, obviously. Gave up only 3 hits, though, just had the walks, had the yips really bad in that game just last week. But hopefully Kennedy can take a little bit of momentum and this offense can pick it up a little bit. The Royals familiar with Boyd, several of them having double-digit at-bats, I should say, against him. Leader on the team right now, Lorenzo Cain, has 12 ABs, hitting a home run and 5 ribbies. A lot of guys actually have RBIs off of Boyd in this matchup. Lorenzo Cain with 5. Whit Merrifield has 4. Whit Merrifield is batting .750 with 4 RBI against Michael Boyd. Against Matthew Boyd, and an RBI for Mike Moustakas, that coming via the home run, and Salvador Perez also with a 2-run shot against him. So these guys know Matthew Boyd. They know what's going on, and maybe can get some offense turning tonight. But again, it is Matthew Boyd taking on Ian Kennedy tonight. 7:15 from the K. That, of course, Fox Sports Kansas City is where you will find tonight's ball game. But again, Boyd against Kennedy tonight, and as well as some excellent hockey. A lot of things going on at 7 o'clock tonight. Probably going to go with the 2 TV setup tonight for both of these games. I think both of them will be very, very good. That's all I have for today. Have a great Wednesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow for a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fame.